Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about making your marriage a priority while dealing with all that the coronavirus brings.
There's a quote from Maya Angelou to start off today's show, and it says, "Hope and fear cannot occupy the same space. Invite one to stay."
And I would say, invite hope to stay.
Well, yes, you absolutely have to make a choice, but it is your choice. And that's what we're going to be talking about as we talk about, you know, dealing with marriage here in the coronavirus pandemic. But first, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the one family who's been impacted, whether it's by, you know, the resources that are out there or by the One Extraordinary Marriage show. And this hug comes from an iTunes review that we received that started off with, "I've listened for over a year and have no idea why it's taken me so long to leave a review. Tony and Elisa offer real life experiences, provide practical advice and suggestions, and truly love each and every one of their listeners. They desire to strengthen marriages, and we are so thankful for their support, coaching, and the one family. Sex is supposed to be fun, great, and amazing, and Tony and Elisa help open the communication gates so your marriage and sex life can be extraordinary."
That's right. That's right. Our tagline has been from the beginning, sex, love, and commitment.
That's not going to change.
And that's not changing. Yes. Even in this time that we're in, we're going to be talking about that through this pandemic and beyond.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the truth of the matter is that there are very, very few places around the world right now that have not been impacted by coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever you're calling it. The worldwide pandemic is happening. And it's not just that businesses are shut down or you suddenly find yourself, you know, in a place where you never thought you'd be a homeschool parent and surprise, guess what? Everybody's back home. Or, you know, you go to the store and the shelves are empty of everything, including the all-important toilet paper.
Yeah, we still haven't been able to find.
We haven't been able. We're good. I mean, like, we still have rolls.
We had a stock and then it's gone.
I will say this. It was funny because one of the teenagers asked me yesterday, they yelled from their bathroom that they were out of toilet paper. And I've never thought about it except that now we're in this place. And I'm like, wow, like, there goes another roll of toilet paper into a bathroom. You're like, you just think about it now.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
You know, we're seeing marriages. It's not just lives that are being impacted, but marriages that are being impacted by this turn of events. And the reality is that we have to rise in this season and remember that the one family does some things really well.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you know, this is a season not to lose sight of your dreams, not to lose sight of the relationship that you've been working on, whether you've been listening to the show for a week or you've been listening to the show for 10 years, you've been pouring into and investing in your marriage. And just because circumstances have changed doesn't mean that we lose sight of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tony and I have had an interesting journey over the last couple of weeks as this has exploded here in the United States, because March 7th, we were in Henderson, North Carolina.
We are putting on the Dream Again One Marriage Conference at Clearview Church.
And we had gotten a few emails leading up to that asking if we were concerned about flying, asking if we were still doing the conference. And at that point in time, things were really low, you know, in terms of the alert scale.
Yes.
Let's put it that way. And then while we were there, we were invited to be on the Tamron Hall show and to talk about marriage and longevity in marriage. And so we flew to New York City and we were literally walking around in Times Square like 2 weeks ago, right? Where, you know, people, you see a few people with masks. There were long lines at the Trader Joe's the morning that we were headed to the studio. And we ended up having our segment bumped.
Yep.
Because they were making the decision at that point in time. They'd already pulled back all the live studio audiences and they made the decision that they were going to go forward with more coronavirus coverage.
Right. And at that point in time, the producer told us, and I was like, hey, got it. Totally understand. Very grateful for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
By all means. And I was like, okay, well, get our driver here so we can get to LaGuardia Airport and we can get out of here, because our flight was scheduled for that afternoon and we were able to walk right up into the Southwest ticket agents, and we got an earlier flight home.
And even that was a little bit weird, because they announced as we're boarding the plane that there were over 50 empty seats on a plane. And like, you know, some of you will never remember, like, don't even know what it's like to not be sitting, you know, like sardine style on an airplane. But that used to be the case, that we weren't always sitting on these really packed planes.
Right.
And so, you know, we come home to that, to, you know, news stories of, you know, toilet paper flying off the shelves and lines at grocery stores and conferences being canceled. And within just a few days, there were, you know, we were at, you know, mandatory gatherings of no more than 250 people. And that's dropped down to, you know,
50, and then dropped down to 10. We had both of our kids, like many of you, their schools were shut down and told to, you know, not come back for one. One of them is indefinite until we hear something. One right now is 3 to 5 weeks. We're not too sure. We're all still navigating this. Those of you who have kids who went off to college or at college, I mean, they've come home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, they've come home, or there is now all of us, and even for Elise and I, this sense of like, wow, we're all under one roof.
All the time. And it's truly unprecedented.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because there's never been a point in time in history where we have been so connected and so informed. Right? Literally with the swipe of your thumb, or, you know, a few keystrokes on your computer, your tablet, whatever, you can get information 24/7. I actually feel like it's more than 24/7, because there's just such a bombardment of information.
Can I share though? Because it's interesting with this happening. Elise and I were, I think we were married 5 years at the time when 9/11 happened. So this is going back 20 years ago.
We celebrated.
No. We just celebrated 23. We celebrated four.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. So we had celebrated.
We hadn't even, we were going into our fourth, because it was September. Oh, so we'd only been,
yeah.
We were like a month away from our fourth anniversary.
So I've gone through 9/11 and experienced that, which, you know, all we had back then were our TVs, really, and some texting. Yeah, you
computers.
You had computers, but it wasn't like we have today. We went through the Great Recession, and yes, social media was around, but it's not like it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems interesting that this is our third one, and the difference that we've even seen and feel. And for some of you who've gone through both of those, and maybe for those of you who are going through your first, you know, downturn in the economy, I do want to say, we will get through this.
Absolutely.
We will get through this. I've been through two of them now, and I know we're going to get through this one just as well. The key is, though, like Maya Angelou said up in the top here, was hope and fear cannot occupy the same fate space. Invite one to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And which are you going to choose? And I will have to say, though, in this time, there are going to be times when hope is really there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are going to be times when fear sort of started getting its grip on you too. So do know that we're right there with you as we go through this. But I do want to say, we're going to get through this. Mm-hmm. We are resilient people.
And I want to add something just so that you all know. Tony and I will get behind these microphones, and you will have a show from us twice a week. Like, we're not going anywhere.
No.
And so I just want you to know that if this becomes your anchor point, because I honestly, you know, we've got all of this information. We're bombarded with all these different opinions, and we've never, you know, really ever been in such a microwave society where we just want it fixed now. We want the virus to end now. We want, you know, tests now. We want everything now. And the reality is that we still live in a world of process.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, because of that, because of what you've done, like, I look at the fact that we've been doing this show for 10 years, and honestly, I believe that the one family has never been better prepared for what's to come than we are today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I honestly, I can't imagine if we were starting, you know, if this was 10 years ago and we just launched the podcast, like, the one family didn't even exist 10 years ago. There were a few random people around the world listening. And now here we are as a community. And the truth is, we know that you all are scared.
Mm-hmm.
We ask the question. We know that fear is present right now. And it's understandable. We know that things are very, very uncertain. We know that many of you are on the front lines. And I just want to give a huge shout out and voice of appreciation to all of you, first responders, medical professional, military, that are all going to be on the front lines.
And are on the front lines.
And are on the front lines of dealing with this crisis. You have a tremendous debt of gratitude on behalf of Tony and myself and the One family for what you are doing and the sacrifice that you are making for everyone else. Mm-hmm. So that cannot be overstated, because you are doing things that we're not equipped to do, and we're grateful for that.
Yeah.
We know that a lot of you are dealing with, you know, questions around the fact that now you're suddenly being asked to homeschool your kids, and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
We'll raise our hands to that one too.
I mean, thank goodness for my sister-in-law that's sending me all of these resources, because, you know, she's just like, what are you guys doing for the kids? I'm like, well, Alex is fine. He's online. Abby, I'm not sure yet. And so, like, literally, even before we got on the air today, I think I had 3 emails from her where she's like, check this out, check this out, check this out. You know, we know that there's concern that you have family members or friends that, because of already compromised health situations, your world is very real and very concerned that something could happen in the next 3 to 6 weeks because of, you know, respiratory infections. We've got, you know, the son of some friends who, you know, had pneumonia. It's progressed. They thought it was, you know, coronavirus. Fortunately, we got news today that it's not. Mm-hmm. He has a different virus. Not that that's any better, but, you know, we're dealing with those messages. Tony's brother.
Yeah, I got a message from my brother yesterday. And for those of you who don't know, my younger brother has a genetic blood disorder called thalassemia major, and his red blood cells don't reproduce. He's 6 years younger than me, celebrated his 40th birthday, and he was born with his genetic blood disorder. And it is something that every 2 weeks, he has had to go in and get blood infused to live. And yesterday he's texting me going, I don't know what's going to happen with the blood supply. And so it just take a deep breath, you know, for myself and going, okay, what are we doing? And mm-hmm. fortunately for us, he went to the Red Cross and he got on he's applied for their donor program. And so we are going to make sure that we come together and we get, you know, 8 to 10 people who are willing to donate I think it's every 56 days and get 8 to 10 people. So he has blood supply, because if he doesn't have blood supply, he's going to die. And I don't want to see him go. My parents were told he wouldn't last past 5 years old. He's now 40 and he's an amazing guy. And so, yeah, that hits home. Mm-hmm. That hits home. And it means that even in this time, you better believe, as soon as that program's set up, I'm going to a Red Cross bus and I'm giving blood.
Mm-hmm. And those are the things that we're dealing with, right? Those are the fears that we're all being inconvenienced. Mm-hmm. Can I just like, you're not the only one out there that's being inconvenienced right now. We know that if you've been working in an office, that suddenly coming home is hard. Right. You're in this place of going, oh, my gosh, like, how do I, you know, set up my office, and how do I take conference calls? And, oh, yeah, by the way, everybody in my family is also home. And who knew our kids could bicker so much? Right. Like,
well, you know, they can. It's just now it's constant and it feels
like you can't
get
away
all the time. Yes.
And every place that you would take your kids when they would be out of school is also closed. So you're like, oh, my gosh, I have nothing to do. Like, there's no place to take them. And you're also dealing with some very real concerns around your marriage. We know that you're looking at your days and the fact that everybody's in the same four walls, and you're like, when are we going to get alone time?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to have sex with everybody in the house? How are we going to have sex with the fact that desire is vastly different in an emergency?
Mm-hmm.
And just true transparency here. You guys have heard more than once on the show that when Tony is under high stress, his libido skyrockets. He's like, more stress equals more sex.
Yeah.
That's totally the way Tony operates. For me, more stress equals less desire or no desire. Try and put those two things in the intimacy lifestyle, right? They're like polar opposites. And so I'm sharing that with you guys because we're navigating this. You know, we're navigating, what does this look like? How do we still foster this? How do we deal with a schedule that used to have a lot of routine and regiment? Like, we knew that on Sundays we'd be going here to church, and on Thursdays there's prayer, and on Tuesdays we're doing this, and on, you know, a few days a week we've got lessons and practices and things like that. And now it's all halted. And so So what are we going to do? Like, I lay all that out first and foremost, just to let you know that you're not alone. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with feelings of uncertainty or anger or depression or whatever, like in times of a global crisis, can I just give you the encouragement that that's all normal? It's normal. But just like Tony said at the very beginning of this show, we are going to get through this. And we're going to get through it together, because regardless of what your family situation looks like out in the world, like the one that you were born into or maybe married into, the one family has never been more solid.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So knowing that the one family has never been more solid, the question then becomes, what can we do individually? Where do we start in our homes and in our marriages to start to create the extraordinary in super extraordinary times?
Right. Exactly.
Because that's where we're at. This is beyond extraordinary times. And I think the first thing that we all need to think through and actually sit down with our spouses, and Tony and I, this is something that we're working on right now too, is structure brings just this sense of peace, and it actually reduces stress. You know what your routines are, you know what you're doing, you know, okay, we're going to get up at a certain time. We're going to, you know, have dinner together. We're going to have the kids do this. We're going to do homeschool here. Whatever your structure is. And I understand the whole day camp, you know, you may not be able to structure everything. But what can you structure? Can you structure first and foremost the information that you're receiving? Right? If it's not working for you, if it's causing you more anxiety or despair or anger or anything else like that, I'm going to go so far as to say stop watching.
Yeah. Oh, I've found myself, and maybe many of you have, is, you know what? You get up, you start your day. Maybe you already start looking at it. I've come to the point where I don't. I'm exercising first thing in the morning. And yet, you know, soon as you begin to turn on the TV or you start scrolling or you get into the news feed, all of a sudden where you woke up and you were praying and believing for an amazing day, all of a sudden that hope that you had begins to start tipping. Mm-hmm. And the fear starts creeping in. And so you do need to determine, when am I going to allow this in?
Right.
And I would even say to go to a source such as the CDC, mm-hmm, and get your information from there. Now, I know that's not as readily available as, say, what's on TV or your social media feeds. And yet, would that be more beneficial to you? You know, get away from those moments. Because I do think that it is instilling that anxiety, that just tense, stressful situations in us, instead of just going, okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. What's going on? One thing I will have to say, which is different from the Great Recession, I do feel like what happened through 9/11, almost everything is shut down. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all here. The schools are all shut down. Restaurants and bars, I know here in California now, have been shut down. Only the necessities are open, such as grocery stores and medical. So we're all here. It's not just you. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that helps anybody, but sometimes that just helps me to go, we're not alone in this.
Right.
Like, I can call all my buddies and be like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, you know what? Everybody's doing the same thing. And yes, we're going to make it through together.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't stop listening to those things that are encouraging to you. True. Right. So make time to listen to your podcast. We know a lot of you would listen to the show on your commute. Mm-hmm. Right. Whether, you know, to, from work, sitting on the train, exercising at the gym, doing whatever. Don't stop. You may have to get creative on when you're going to do it. Get outside and, you know, as you're taking a walk with the kids or whatever, or you've got them, you know, down for nap time and everybody's getting a little quiet, make that your timer. Or even choose, like, we know some couples are choosing to listen to the show after the kids go to bed.
Correct.
Instead of, you know, vegging out to something that might be, you know, wonderfully mind numbing, they're picking a day a week where they're just listening to the shows or to a show and just going, okay, let's just focus on this. You know, focus on the day ahead. Look at one day as opposed to going, okay, what are we going to do for the next month? Because the truth of the matter is that day by day, our information is changing, what we have access to, everything is changing. So don't get so far, you know, future thinking that when that changes, you're like, oh no, what do we do? I mean, you know, what does it look like for you to just start scheduling exercise on a daily basis? I will tell you, you want to create a shift in your mental state and in how you're just viewing your spouse and what's going on. Sweat a little bit.
Oh gosh, it's been one of the best things. It has been one of the best things. I got back into exercise exercise at the beginning of the year, took some time off when we were in North Carolina and then into New York. And I felt myself sort of getting into a little bit of like a rut. And the one thing I did is like, you know what? I'm going to get back on my bike. I'm going to make it a half an hour each morning to get moving, to get doing something, you know, get out on those walk and talks. Get outside for a little bit. You can be out there by with you and your spouse, you know, go walk, get some fresh air, you know, let the sunshine hit your face for a little bit. It's amazing what that can do for you.
And this is one that's really impacted me because I was getting up and going to the gym every morning at 5:30.
Correct.
So I've had to go to YouTube, find, you know, videos that don't require weights, things like that. But I'm doing it because it matters. Mm-hmm. It matters to, you know, schedule that exercise time. It matters to schedule your time together. Right. So many places are closed. Like Tony said, you know, all of our sit down restaurants, if they don't provide drive through or carry out, they're closed. And so, you know, all the places that you might be thinking about, like, oh, let's go on a date because we've got all this time now, are generally not open. So how, and I am so grateful that we did the Dating Your Spouse series, you know, just a little while ago so that we have all those date at home ideas, and you're going to have to get creative. We were having this conversation driving to friends the other day, and I said, you know what? I think in this time with kids home and schedules all over the place, we actually need to think about micro dates. Where can we carve out 15 minutes that we're not scrolling through coronavirus news? We're not having to, you know, referee kids, and we're just going to, maybe you just sit down and have a cup of coffee together mid morning. Or you say, you know what? Yes, I still have work to do tonight because I'm working from home and remote and blah, blah, blah. But let's play one round. I mean, we bought a travel size Yahtzee. Let's play one round of Yahtzee, right? Just to have that interruption in our day. What does your intimacy lifestyle look like? And I'm going to tell all of you, if it's still working and you're on target and all this kind of stuff, keep at it. Rock on with your bad self. If you are struggling, it's time to have a conversation on what your intimacy lifestyle is going to look like in this season.
And as we said, sometimes during these times, you begin to learn like something that you never thought you would do, which is scheduling sex, could be one of the best things you do right now. Because we could honestly go through this and you and I and Elisa, we could go through this and look back 3 months, 4 months, 5 months and be like, did we even touch each other? Did we have sex? And yet it's so vital, the touch, the cuddling, the release that both of you guys get through orgasm. It's vital. And if you haven't set up your intimacy lifestyle, I would suggest that you pick up the Intimacy Lifestyle Planner. Go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/ILplanner. I'll also have a link here in the episode notes. I also want to share, Elisa was talking about the how to date at home. That's episode 561. So I'll also put that here in the episode notes, but or you can scroll through and find it in your favorite podcast app.
Or go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/561.
That's it.
And you can find it there too. But as you're doing this, as you're getting intentional and as you're putting structure, you also need to think about what you can do to shift your mindset. Do you need to start reading affirmations every day about, you know what, we are going to get through this. I am capable of creating a plan. This is going to be my most creative time yet. You know, you can actually, as you speak those words out loud, and you all have heard me say this about, you know, Tony using the phrase, my beautiful wife, you know, starting all of those years ago and how that's changed my mindset. You can actually change your perspective on this by the words that you choose to speak. Will you speak words of hope or will you speak words of fear? You have the choice, right? It's like that quote said, invite one to stay, invite hope to stay, speak those words. And I want to share with all of you, and this really hit me this past week when I was speaking at an event prior to everything being shut down. So don't worry, we weren't breaking any rules. I was sharing with this group of women that this may actually be the biggest blessing that our generation has ever received. Because we have never, in all of our connectedness and all of our schedules, you guys have heard us talk about the fact that busyness has become this badge of honor in our society. And yes, I know there are still people working, and I know that there are people on the front lines working more hours and things like that. But for the majority of people, your schedules have been wiped clean.
And when we say your schedule's wiped clean, meaning there are no more sports. Elisa and I were figuring it out just the other day. The amount of time driving kids to and from sports, attending sports, all just that alone, I mean, it's hours of your week. Mm-hmm. If your kids are in sports, hours of your week that are now opened up.
Right. You're not spending the time commuting. You're not, you know, churches have had to close. So the time that you would spend driving to and from church on a Sunday, like, please still watch online services wherever you can get them. Definitely watch online services. But all of these things have shifted. We've never in our, the history of, you know, in our recent history, been given so much free time to invest in our families and invest in our marriage. Look at this time as a blessing. And figure out what you can do to cultivate the relationships, not just with your spouse, with your kids, but also who do you want to, like, what do you want to do in this time? Do you want to study something new? Do you want to read more books? Do you want to, I mean, we've got folks in the one family that are spending the time journaling and meditating and doing all of these things that are feeding them because they have the time to do so.
Get into prayer. Open up your Bible. Man, oh man. Just start believing, start proclaiming and declaring what's going to be happening in your life. Mm-hmm. It's vital. Get out again, get outside, walk around, change things up. Like what you think about prayer always having to be on your knees or sitting down or your eyes closed, you can change that. You can shift things in your life and in your family, mm-hmm. even in this time. You can encourage your kids and give them a place to feel safe and secure. You can do that for your spouse as well by hugging them, holding them, touching them, declaring that over your lives. It's something that we're working on too. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying we have it perfect and we're like, yeah, we're doing this every day and every minute. No. I mean, Elisa said it. Sometimes it's moment by moment, day to day. Like we're dealing with today. This is it. This is where we're at. We're dealing with today. And we still got to discuss our intimacy lifestyle and where we're at in that today. Not what it's going to look like a year from now. What's it looking like now?
Mm-hmm. And finally, community matters. Mm-hmm. And it's never mattered more in this new era of social distancing and quarantine and, you know, cities literally on, you know, lockdown or shelter in place. I was like, what's that phrase? So if you need community, you have it in the one family. If you need to have that connection, if you need to know what other people are doing, if you need to have that, like, hey, I'm struggling, I would actually encourage you to check out the Summit Partnership level of the Position of the Month Club.
Yeah.
I was so impressed the other day. One of the members is like, all right, enough of this. Like, I'm tired of all the coronavirus stuff. She had hopped into the group and she just said, I want to know what your favorite food is, but like, tell me why, like, what does it matter to you? Or your favorite genre of music. And to see this thread grow, mm-hmm. of people just talking about different things. Don't isolate. Like, when the world is telling you to isolate, don't isolate within your marriage. Don't isolate out of a marriage community and with people that are super excited and are still doing this thing called marriage well. Because being intentional doesn't go out the window because the circumstances have changed. Being intentional is what you are going to do to get through the circumstances that have changed. Being intentional right now will actually be what separates the ordinary from the extraordinary and have your marriage come out stronger on the other side of this.
Yeah, it's great. One of the things that we've always been about is be intentional and take action. And so this week, as you begin to look at this and where you're at in your marriage, where are you going to take action? What's one thing that we discussed today where you're going to go, you know what? That's where I'm going to take action today and tomorrow and the next few days ahead. And it may shift as situations shift. And yet extraordinary couples, those in the one family, say, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm going to be intentional in this area of our lives, and we're going to take action. We love you guys. We're here for you. We're here for you. We want you to know that. You may not see us posting videos everywhere and everything else. It's because we believe that podcasting is a way to reach you in a place where you can listen and not be distracted. So make sure you share this with a friend. Share this with a loved one. Share this with somebody who needs a boost of hope in their marriage today. Be the shining light in your community by just going out there and saying, hey, you know what? You got this. We got this. And together with the one family, we're going to make it through. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week.